Well, good to see everybody out tonight. I got some good news and some bad news with my surgery. The good news is it's only in the soft muscle, not the muscle part, but the soft part of the breast, and it's movable. It moves, so it's not attached to the muscle or anything, so they won't have to bother that. So that's good news for that. But that's going to be next Thursday. And they haven't given me a good time yet. They said they'd call me this week sometime. But the sermon tonight is, I'd like to continue with separation. That is separation from God and separation from each other. If you'll go to Matthew 25 and verse 31, the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the glory and all the holy angels with him. Then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. So he is coming back, and he's bringing all of his angels with him. And ain't that going to be a pretty sight? I'd like to draw you a kind of a picture tonight, if I could, of what it's going to be like. If we see Christ coming in the clouds, and He's got all of his hosts of angels with him, that is going to be some sight for the right people. Now, for the wrong people, the bad ones, that's going to be a sad time. But he's going to be coming in his glory, and he's going to be on his throne. And before him shall gather all nations. So all the nations of the world is going to be gathered in front of him. And he's going to be judging these people. He's going to separate the sheep from the goats, or the bad from the good. And it's going to be a terrible time for the bad ones, and it's going to be a good time for the good ones. So on the judgment day on Matthew 25, and also on Revelation, if you go to Revelation 1, verse 13 to 16, it'll give you a description of what God or what Christ is going to be like, what he's going to look like. And it looked like he's going to be dressed out of the ashes, so to speak. He's going to be in his great glory. His hair is going to be as white as snow. He's going to be dressed in a garment down to his feet. He's going to be girded about the shoulders or the chest with a golden band around him. And his eyes are going to be like flames of fire. His voice is going to be like waters. And seven stars is going to be in his right hand. Out of his mouth will come two-edged swords. And like the sun, his appearance is going to be like the sun in his full strength. So that is going to be some sight to see. So when he does come to separate the sheep from the goats, then shall the king say unto his right hand, that's where the sheep is going to be located. Say, come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you. So he's got this kingdom already prepared for his people. The kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. And then, when it comes to the left hand, the bad ones, then he shall say unto them on the left hand, depart from me, you cursed. So those people are cursed. And he said, depart from me, you cursed, unto everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. So these people are going to the same place that the devil and his angels is going to be. So, and these shall go away, into everlasting punishment, and the righteous will be eternal life. So that's going to be some sight to see. Now, if we that's going to be the first separation that I've got tonight. And we have several more that I want to cover. And hopefully I can get through these in time. But the second separation is separation from God as a result of our sins. Now, we can separate ourselves from God because we sin so much and God just forgets about us. He turns away from us and withdraws his spirit from us. So we're separated from God as a result of our sins. And number three is separation the soul from the body. Now, you wouldn't think that you could separate the soul from the body, but it says it does. For as the body without the spirit, it is dead. So the body can't live without the spirit. And that's one way that we can separate ourselves from the body, and we die. So the people separated from you. Now, there is people that you know, maybe your friends, your neighbors, people that you used to like, but they've turned against you, and they've separated themselves from you, and they kicked you out of their gang, so to speak, and kicked you out of their group. So blessed are you when this happens, when they kick you out. Blessed are you when others hate you and separate you from their company. Cast out your name as evil for God's sake. That's what they do. And but he says, when they do that, says rejoice. Number 23 says, rejoice in that day and leap for joy, because your reward in heaven is great. Because they've separated you from themselves, but you have a great reward coming as a result of that and some other things. Now there's another one. Number 5 says separate. Paul is separated from his mother's womb. In Galatians 1:15, Paul said, when it pleased God, he separated me, meaning Paul, from my mother's womb and called to me to reveal his son, that I might preach him to the Gentiles. So Paul was born at the right time, the right place, and he was born to teach the Gentiles. Now, there's another type of separation. The separation from the friends. Separating from your friends says the wealthy, this is Proverbs 19:4. The wealthy makes their friends, makes many friends, but the poor is separated from their friends. Because the poor, they don't have many friends, because people don't want nothing to do with you much, and you don't have many friends because of that. And your friends, they don't hang around with you. They don't associate with you a lot. But if you got a lot of money, you're wealthy, yeah, you can have a lot of friends. But that's they're looking for something for themselves from the wealthy, and the wealthy gives it to them. So that's one way that you can be separated. Another way of separation is Lazarus and the rich man. And a lot of us know the story about that. What happened there? Because we are separated by a great gulf. Luke 16. If we go to Luke 16, we can read about that. It says, there was a certain rich man, which was clothed in purple and fine linen, and fare sumptuously every day. He had it made. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate and full of sores, and desiring to be fed with crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torment, and seeing Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime received every good thing, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, that is Lazarus, and thou art tormented, that's the rich man. And besides all this, between you and there is a great gulf fixed. God has put a great gulf between a certain people, and so that they which would pass from thence to you, they cannot pass, and neither can they pass to you or to us, and they could not come from hence. So they cannot, that gulf cannot be passed over, and the rich man could not get his relief, and Lazarus could not go to him. So if you're here tonight and your heart is not right with God, it would be a good thing if you could come forward tonight and make your heart right with God. And if you can confess Christ, that He is the Son of God, then you can be baptized. You can have Christ in your heart, and you can be baptized into God's church. So as we sing this last song, if you can come forward, we can help you all we can.